Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 25th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about millimil and fuel price increases.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And we're also on the internet. You can visit www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, visit www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, visit www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe as prices of basic commodities go up.
The Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe has announced new retail prices of millimil following government's move to remove subsidies on grains. A 10-kilogram bag of roller mill now costs $101.66.
At the same time, the Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority also announced fuel price increases today. A litre of diesel now costs $17.90, while a litre of petrol is selling at $17.14. The energy entity says the increases were caused by the current interbank rates.
And some Zimbabweans say they are now struggling to make ends meet due to the steep increase in prices of basic commodities.
In another development, Vice President Constantino Chiwenga arrived in Zimbabwe in a chartered Chinese plane on Saturday and was received at the Robert Mugabe Airport by his relatives and a senior Chinese official working in Harare. He was airlifted to China in July while in a critical condition. His sickness has not been made public.
And today marks the start of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, an annual international campaign designed to map strategies on the prevention and elimination of violence against women and girls. The theme this year is Orange the World. Generation equality stands against rape.
Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And Gibbs, going back to the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, our youth show tomorrow will actually be speaking about this in depth. So please join us tomorrow again. Of course, don't leave this platform. Join us today. But be prepared to hear Mike Hove, who will be hosting the youth show, talking about the 16 days of gender-based violence and what it means for the youth,
Gibbs. Namhlanje uhlelo lwe-Live Talk sikhuluma ngentengo yempahla engani yakhuphuka izinsuku zonke. Kodwa sikubonayo namhlanje ukuthi-ke intengo yempuphu isikhuphukile sibili, 10 kilogram ye-roller mill isi-$101.66. Kukhanya kuyafika sibili izitolo lapha. Lokhu-ke kwenziwe ngokuthi iZimbabwe Grain Millers Association ithi uhulumende sekhiphe lokho usekela phela intengo okuthiwa ngama-subsidies nxa kuthengwa impuphu umumbu. So ngakho-ke uthi-ke nxa sokunjalo kutho ukuthi phela sokukhuphuka le ntengo yempuphu. So ake lisitshele ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala khona ngapho esidolo. Kukhanya kuningi sibili le ntengo yamafutha ezimota layo ikhuphukile. Siyabona i-diesel, sibonele petrolo lakho kukhuphuke sibili okumangalisayo. So ke siphinde sikhulume ngolunye udaba. Siyakhumbula ukuthi u-Vice President uConstantino Chiwenga wayethwalelwe kwele China lapho-ke afike ayilatshwa khona. Uthethe isikhathi eside sibili ekhona ngale, 4 months elalisiwe khona ngale, kodwa kukhanya bamelaphile sibili. Ubonakale thutsha khona ngale-ke International Airport eHarare engani ngumuntu ojiye sibili ukuthi nxa umkhangele uqine saka. So ke abanye bathi kukhanya ngazani kodwa kungani kukhona ukutshaya amanzi amnyama, kungani ngasadlelani kangako lo mongameli u-Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kodwa sibabonile phela baphuma kumabona kude bekholisa behleka besenza konke ke okutshiyeneyo. so ke sifuna ukuthi lingene xoxela lingakhonoko bese kuya ke insuku ze 16 days of activism esiqalisa namhlanje lesi sikhathi sokuthi kukhankaselwe phela ukuthi kungahlukuluzwa abantu besifazana lamantombazana so ke silethemba lokuthi liyalwazi ndasazi isikhathi lesinxa kusenziwa umkhankaso lokhu lowo liyawazi ukuthi kumele lenzeni so ke ngelani kuhlelo kolo manje sixoxeni zulukandaba kunjalo ke mabulas
aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nhasi tine gango zvange tiri kutarisa pano palive talk nyaya yekukwira kwemitengo kwechikafu uyezve kukwira kwemitengo kwemafuta tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare takaona kupera kwevhiki iro rino mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaconstantino chiwenga vachisvika ivo munyika toda kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu tichitarira zvakare kuti nhasi ndokutanga kwemazuva 16 days of activism against gender-based violence chirongwa chinorangarira iyo kushungurudzwa nyanya kwemadzimai nevanasikana uyezve tichange tiri kutarisa kuti imi munoona sei izvi saka pindai muchirongwa mutipowo pfungwa dzenyu Gibbs
yes labantu asebengenile khonapha ke kufacebook yethu yesindebele voa ndebele lingakhohlwa ukuthi kule voa studio 7 kuzobuya i-VOA Shona sokubuya phela ekaZulu i-VOA Ndebele. So ke nxa sigangela khonapho kulo Norman Ngwenya uthi amaTshona Dube singazuthi njani khona ngapho ke mfowethu. Umsunduzwa Ndlovu laye uthi litshona njani basakazi sitshone kahle sibili mfowethu singazi wena lapho khona ngapho. Ye siyabona liyangena sibili siqala ukuthi nxa libuya khonapha litsho phela ukuthi lokho esikhuluma ngakho likubona njani. Kona po unabantu ini marvelous.
Mhm, aiwa pana patri kutiona tine vazhinji vari pano pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona tina top fan wedu. Adriani Munyaradzi Quinte ari kuti good evening. Aiwa toti good evening kwamuriwo kuno achiri maskati zvawo. Kuno ku Washington i 5 minutes past 1 maskati. McDonald Maregedza ari kuti ndiri kuno ku Cape Town. Tinokuchingamidza ive ku Cape Town. Elton Mafarari kwa ari kuti maskwera sei kwa wataswera zvakanaka. David Dube ari kuti good evening pachirongwa. Aiwa good evening kwamuriwo. Hanzi na Gabriel Paradzai. Inini I'm watching you live from Chipinge. Aiwa ndokanyi kwangu makadi kuChipinge uko. Joseph Rashai hanzi good evening I'm watching you from Limpopo. Munyaradzi Midzi hanzi tinokumbira vachiwenga vaite correction pane zvavakaita 2017 ndokutaura kuri kuita Munyaradzi Midzi. Abva tindifonereiwo ndiri pano pa Joburg. Alfred Makota hanzi good evening I'm watching you from London. Aiwa tipei namba dzenyu. Makaisa makode numbers enyu kuitira kuti kufonerei. Tafara Fekeche ari kuti makadiwo zvenyu kwamuri ikoko aiwa kuno tiri wadi tine top fan yedu disciple Gilson Madanire ari kuti hanzi rikangei gango racho tione sister Marvelous aiwa nhasi tiri kukanga pano gango iroro nhasi ndezvakawanda zvatichange tiri kukanga mugango umu asi Busiso Farananda ari kuti I'm watching you from Johannesburg hanzi kutochare Renius hanzi tiripo pachirongwa top fan yedu Tanaka siwawa hanzi Sister Mavi, kuri saiko ikoko, kuno kuri kutonhora. Asi pano pa program pari kupisa saka pindai muchirongwa. Monyora zvakare namba dzenyu, makaisa makode numbers enyu. Dzvanyai zvakare pakanzi share kuitira tione takawanda Gibbs.
Yes, our first guest, Marvelous, is Bulisani Ncube. He's a businessman based in Bulawayo, but right now he's traveling. He's in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program.
Welcome, Mr. Dube.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yes, thank you so much. You are a businessman and you are saying all this that is happening in Zimbabwe. Fuel price increases, now basic commodities are also having this kind of knock-on effect. So at the end of the day, what is going on in Zimbabwe in terms of these price increases? Are you there, Mr. Ncube? It seems as if we lost him.
I think we've lost Mr. Ncube, but we will try to get him. Tombo chingamidza sisi chipo Juliet Dube ari kuti tatomirira gango aiwa pindai mugango tiri kufraya tiri panapa. Tanaka Siwawa ari kuti vachiwenga may take advantage of the situation and emerge the survivor once again ndokuona kwaari kuita. Musa Wenkos ari kuti good evening, I'm watching you from Cape Town. We tipro go savanhu hanzi nhasi ndine Mrs. Mav pachirongwa kuchekiwa tinovara. Pano pachirongwa ndechenyu uye zvetipei namba muchisa zvakare nemacode numbers enyu. Maichi vakire varikutamba watching you from Bristol. Ronald hanzi muri seiko sister uko watching you ndiri kuno kuDurban. Ndiri kunzwa Gibbs kuti I think your guest is back on the line. You can go ahead and take them.
Yes, Mr. Ncube, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yes, so what I was saying is that, you know, there are these price increases. You know, we talk of fuel, we are talking of, you know, millimil, and all these kind of things. And according to the Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe, you know, there is this subsidy that was removed by the government, you know, in terms of buying grain. So at the end of the day, they are saying the prices of, you know, millimil are going up. So what really is going on?
You see, the problem in Zimbabwe, Mr. Dove, is a complicated problem.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that the economy is in a bad state. And when the economy is in a bad state, the drivers of the economy, which is the government, are equally not willing to take the appropriate step to correct the situation. Your first challenge is that, unfortunately, as a country, you cannot stand up and say I doubt, but there are very few what you can call business persons in the manner you know in America. When you're talking of a business person in America, you're talking of an ethical person, an entrepreneur, who is there. But in Zimbabwe, we do no longer have business persons. But because the country has been converted into a country of rent seekers and other arbitrageurs. Everybody, once you are in that situation, you've got a serious problem. And our situation is not helped by the government, which is not also correcting certain things which are fundamental to be corrected in terms of the economy. This issue of trying to use the Zim dollar or the bond will not work. We now need to take a bold decision. Yes, I agree they should not use the US dollar as a bad currency.
Mm-hmm.
But they should use the rand. That's basically the decision. So that when it then becomes necessary to say, why are you increasing your prices in rand terms? What is it which has happened?
Mm-hmm.
That's a million dollar question which you need to do. Because what has been basically happening is that people have been fixing their prices using the US dollar terms. But if you check the black market, the U.S. dollar, I think, has been stable. The bond to the U.S. dollar has been stable for the last 2 weeks or so. And the million-dollar question is, what is it which is causing price increases today?
Mm-hmm.
What is causing price increases today is that we are now a country of rent seekers and other arbitrageurs.
Mm. So, Senator, you go to Papua New Guinea, abantu ba pongweza nje mahlayana nje akusahanjwa ngemfanele.
Yes.
Yes,
no, you're saying yes. We have got a government which is not doing things right. We then have people who are not helping it. When you think this person is a business person, you are not talking of a really business person, but you are talking of a rent seeker rather than a business person. I doubt if you can call certain business persons who are quoted as business persons. Because they are into everything. You find somebody is into fuel, he is into agriculture, he is into this, and all these things which he is in involve foreign currency, his fingers or his footprints are seen in all other dirty stuff.
Mm. Yeah, can you stay on the line? We are going to come back to you. I guess you've got somebody on the line.
Hello, caller. Hello? Hello, caller. Hello, Vasanyangure. Ehe, toku chingamiza ipachirongwa.
Yeah, no, kutenda ii, no kutenda ipachirongwa.
Ehe, taura enyu, skare enyu, motaura kwa muri.
Ehe, kutaura amu kutu ita preteri hapa.
Mm-hmm.
Kutu nirumini zamedu, kutu 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 wana siwa u... Kira kuri jawo jabeta wana uti ah inheri hey bei marwa kuri jira ndiyo kuti
Dai mai wanamukana wokutaura navo vatungamiri ava maiti chii kwavari makatarira mamiriro akaita zvinhu sekutaura kwamuri kuita.
Ini dai mai wanamukana wokumbotaura navo sevatungamiri varipo. Dai nguva dzangu dai vagona kumbotaurirana vane mwoyo wokurangarira vanhu vari kuzasi nekuti ivo ikatarisa kana vakarwara vanobuda kunze kuzvipindurako kunyika dzikurewo nekuti vane mari. Zvino isu kana tikarwara vazhinji hama dzedu dziri kungopera kufa dziri ino munyika yedu yezimbabwe. Saka dai ndaimbowana mukana ndaimboti hazviri nani kuti kana makoniwa mumbopawo vechidiki vachine ropa rakanaka vasina kurohwa nemashanisenzi kunyika dziri kunze vanokwanisa kuti ivhen vachida kutsvaga dzimwe nyika dzekudyidzana nazvo havasati vava nemhosva dzinovateera. Saka dei vagona kumboitawo state ground ine timu nyuwani ine ropa rakanaka richine kureti vasati vava nezvipomerwa vambopindawo vambotungamirirawo zvimwe nyika dzinenge dzichidawo kuzoinvesta munyika medu dzinotanga kuona kuti hapava neleadership nyuwani isina zvipomerwa. Saka ndonzira bedzi yekuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi, ndonzira bedzi yekuti nyika yedu ibude mumadhaka mairi. Ezvinongu tachingova neleadership iripo iyi handioni mainvestors achiuya munyika medu. Saka dei tiri kuti vambonzwisisawo vaita hana inonzwa tii kuti dei dziri hama dzedu dziri kutambudzika taidzwa sei vamboregai tibotiburuka vambopinda mumwe munhu ambofamba nenyika achienda mberi nekuti zvichitarisa vachanyika vachiri neropa rakanaka havatati vava nezvipomerwa kunyika dziri kure. Ndikatarisa 2008 pakaita government international unit hapana kupera mwezi vanhu vanga vava kutotenga kana chiri chinzwa chaaa kuti padhola unogona kutotenga chinzwa zvinhu zvanga zvatonaka mwezi usati watombopera. Saka tozvidzidzisa kuti vachiri neropa rakanaka havasati vava nezvipomerwa. Saka ivavo vakapinda vachamisa kana vasvika havo ivo vaingobatana navo kana vasingati kudhatakudai vavachiita hurumende yomubatanidza kati vambopinza opposition iyi vaoisa makavazi makuru nyika yedu imboenda mberi
aiwa
izvozviti nevana vari kutanga kuindwa kuchikoro vana ivavo vari kukurira munhamo zvichinzi tatouraya even 2 or 3 magenerations kubva paage yatiichizvipinda mberi. Saka ndinodya tuku kana ikatarisa ikuchechani vana vedu hazine chidii kuti vachazoveni isu tatokura amnao 33 years but tizodzungamira tinongoti tamboenda kuzambia wadzoka waenda kusouth africa wadzoka itoro kuti nyika macho hamurarami tisiti vana vacho kuti akambori kurarama kana ivo votinga mhani mhani chaizvozvo. Saka dai nyika yedu yamboitawo zvakanaka vakuru vedu vambotiza tisi.
Aiwa, tinokutendai hanzvadzi, tinokutendai chaizvo, muve nezuva rakanaka. Bhabhai.
Ndinotenda chaizvo ndipindawo musurongo amuve nezuva rakanaka nokuti tidyirawo nekutipa mukana wokuti titaurewo mashoko zvakasununguka saizvozvi. Ndinotenda.
Aiwa, bhabhai Gibbs.
We've got Bhekisipho on the line. Baba Bhekisipho, kunjani?
Ngiphilile nkosi, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Ye, nanko kuyenzakala eZimbabwe, siyakubona kuningi kakhulu. Kunye kwangikhona impuphu phela intengo yangkhona sikhuphukile. 10 kg uyathenga $101.66. Kuzobuya ke amafutha epetulo lawo ungazala ngikhuphuka okumangalisayo. Kambe kwenzakalani lezweni fowethu?
Kukhona vele i-problem ekhona elizweni. Ilizwe alimanga kahle. Inkinga ekhoyo ikuba greedy enye into. Ikuba greedy ngoba nxa ngithi ngiyabheka loba nje ukhulunywa la ngama-sanction, ngambondi ma mina ningasanishina ngemali yami engilayo ebhenki lapho kumbe ngiyibeke kuphi. Asikuthi imali ingaphakamisa ilizwe leyo. Ilizwe linemali yayo eliyenzayo leyo nangokuba iyaphi leyo mali. Ikuba greedy nje abantu abayilo abasezikhundleni badlala ngabantu, kudlala ngabantu lo.
Pho manje kulungiswa njani
kulungiswa njani? Yikho kumele bazikhulule bona, kumele bakhulule mbani kahle. Kumele bazikhulule bona abantu baseZimbabwe. Akuyena uphuthi somebody ozakushaya kusasa ukuthi hayi ngiyaxolisa, akulanda basesizozwana. Sasa uyakushaya futhi, uzikhulule wena. Ngomfakile lapho uthi akushaya, khulule wena.
So kuyo phambili pho kumele kwenzweni?
Angithi bayayela ubona udubo. Avoid it.
Njani?
But ma uduko lolo kubona wena luyakujabulisa. Carry on, ulijwayele. But ma ubona ukuthi this thing is bad, angiyithandi into leya, stop it. Angiyeke ukuthi ubone imoto yakhe ivuza ipetrol, ube ulokhu uhamba ngayo ivuza ipetrol. You have to block that with petrol ingavuzi. Bayashaya abantu babhekile. Why lokhu bebuswa ngumuntu obashaya babhekile? Bakujabulela ukushaya konke lokho. Yibo babafaka lapho. You have to stop them.
How?
Yibo kumele bazikhiphe enkingeni abantu basekhaya, bazikhiphe enkingeni. Well, kuzokuya ukuthi ngithole ukuthi kuthiwa abantu sekumele ukwazi ukuthi nxa uzothenga izinto from outside the country imali uyithethe. Uphukuphuku lo. Uma lobuza la bantu ukuthi ozobuza abantu ukuthi imali uyithethe, uphukuphuku lo. Angazi ukuthi lalo lokuqhasha abantu abayiphukuphuku kangakuthatha.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Ukuthi ekhaya kukho bani? Abantu basemazweni badinga imali. And then they can buy stuff from outside the country ukwenzela ukuthi abantu basekhaya baphile. Ngokuza nje ukuthi imali uthethe khona ukwazi abantu babalekile ngenxa yombuzo wakho ongekho muhle.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu basic. Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu mfowethu. Sibongile ungadinga kusasa, eh?
All right.
Yeah, thank you so much, Papa. So, according to Pekisipo, people have to free themselves from any kind of oppression that they are facing. And it's only themselves that can do that. Nobody else, yeah. So, kumbe sibuyele kubaba uBulisani Ncube. Ngamafutshane, Baba uBulisani Ncube. Nxa sukhangele sibili wena ngokwakho. Khona kokwenzakala eZimbabwe, ungubusinessman, ungusomabhizinisi sibili owaziwayo, pho lina likubamba njani khonokho?
Indaba le inzima kithi ngoba okokuqala ngithe kuwe uminista wezomnotho uyakwazi okumele kwenzakale, ukwazi kuhle mhlophe, abantu laba bokuhulumende bakwazi kuhle mhlophe okumele kwenzakale. Abangakufuniyo yikuthi kule nto zabo abazaziyo, abona nxa kunje so labantu babo bayabhenefitha. Kodwa ukuthi bangayenza umnotho welizwe, bengenza izinto eziright eziqondisa umnotho welizwe, konke kuzandula. Ngoba okokuqala mina ngithi kuwe, sibe lesibonelo sisuka ngo-2009 ngesikhathi se-inclusive government. Bekule themba nguyo yonke indawo ye-economy, kuma-business, ama-business abe lethemba yokuthi hayi la ubesenza iplan yokuthi ngifuna ukukhula ngibe ngaka ngiyele, ngoba izinto zonke bezistable ngenxa ye-dollar yokusetshenziswa kwe-US dollar. But ngenxa umuntu ohlakaniphileyo uyananzelela futhi uminista abayilahla ngokuthi behluleke ukunanzela ukuthi naye kuhle sibili US dollar isistabilayizile siyenzeni, kodwa kuqhubeka kusiya phambili kuzaba nzima ukuthi ilizwe lisebenzise US dollar. Ngoba US dollar ngingalinanzelela, US dollar legolide izinto ezimbili ezaziwayo emhlabeni ezokugcina ivalu. Now we invest in gold kumbe in US dollar. So ubususithi wena ilizwe elizama ukuchachama ngisebenzisa US dollar kunzima. So yikade ngikuthi ukuthi ukade kumele kwenzakale. Yikuthi nga uminister of finance ulahlele khatshana ngwazi whether yi-sovereignty kumbe kuyini wavuma wathi a-a ngasisebenziseni i-rand as the best currency. Konke khonoku kuza kuthi kuthi kulowo othengisa ulutho lakhe ethola amarandi ule confidence nge-rand o kuthi kuma
I think we have lost him there, but all what you're saying is that, you know, the best option out here is to use the rand.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, this bond issue and, you know, all these RTGSs and, you know, they don't work. So he says it's better for Zimbabwe to adopt the rand. But we still remember when the president said it was difficult to adopt the rand because mm-hmm. of certain conditions. So maybe you may be talking about it, but, you know, Zimbabwe has gone past through that. And they are saying they can't adopt the rand at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tukunzwa munyarikani wedu varipano vanqube vari kuti ivo maybe kumboshandisa mari yekunze yemarand kungabatsire asi tina va Clive Machekano vari kuti please call me vari pa Zimbabwe apo. Hamusi wenkosi ari kuti Zimbabwe ichasunungurwa urini tatambura isu. Vamaridza vari kutamba watching you from Bulawayo vari pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Tinokuchingamidzai uyezve tinoti kana muine namba dzamuda kuti kufonerei tipei namba makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu. Top fan yedu Boaz Jaya Guranz everything zvinoomesera vari kumaruwa hanzi zviri kuitika munyika vari kunyanyoomerwa vanhu vari kumaruwa. Gordon Harineki ari kutamba watching you from Zim. Aiwa, pindai muchirongwa mutiudzo kuti muri papi pacho kuZimbabwe tikukwazisei. Mai Chivakiri anzi that's very true caller, ndofunga vari kuwirirana nezvanga zviri kutaurwa nacaller anga ari pano. Cooles Mutandwa anzi good evening my sister. Eish, saka Christmas toidya nei? Nyika iri kurasika mudondo. I don't think our country ichashanduka sedzimwe nyika, ndokutaura kwavari kuita Dine Chivurugwi ari kuti VOA you are live and clear. Kwandiri kunoko Disciple Gilson Madanira kuti icho kwadi here kuti Zimbabwe yavambirwa rimwe bato rinonzi MDC Zimbabwe Party. Aiwa, kana tazvinzwa tine kuti tawana verification tichadzoka kwamuri tichitaura. Cosmas Masuka ari kuti ndiri kukuonai ndiri kuno kuCape Town. Samson Madzura ari kuti makadii vashamarari, I'm watching you from Bethel in Mpumalanga kuSouth Africa. Zvinorwadza nguva yatava yaoma iyi. Aloise Mujingi, adapter, and I'm watching you. I am here in Western Cape.
Now, marvelous, we've got another guest, and this is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU-PF. Hey, Mr. Kaule, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. What's happening in Zimbabwe? Today, there is an announcement that the price of Millimil has gone up. At the same time, there's another announcement. The price of fuel has gone up. I think people are waiting for other announcements concerning price increases. You are a businessman yourself, Mr. Kaule, and you are seeing things going this way. Is the country failing to do what is right?
Actually, what I can say is that this is bad for our people and bad for our country, but what I can tell you is that the government is working day and night to fix some of these things. But at the same time, there are some people who would want to see the government failing in delivering whatever the government is supposed to its people. What I can tell you is that there are saboteurs all over the show who are doing all of these dirty things to make sure that at the end of the day, they label our government is a failure. This is exactly what is happening.
But at the end of the day, it seems as if the government is really failing. I mean, when you look at the inflation rate, that is the month-on-month inflation rate is very high. When you look at the prices of fuel are being increased every week, so which means there's something terribly wrong, Mr. Kaule. Don't you think so?
I don't think so, and I beg to differ with you, my brother Gibbs, because remember what the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning said some time back, that anyway, we have been going through these austerity measures that were put in place by the government for austerity for prosperity. And now that the government is now rounding off this austerity measure program, then now we are going to witness some changes. And this is exactly where we are right now.
Yeah, kodwa siyabona ukuthi abantu bathi ngasibili bagawule. Nxa sikhuluma iqiniso sibili, abantu bathi akuhambi kahle. Singazi la ukuthi esitolo sakho uthengisa njani impahla njengoba siyakwazitela mhla kukhuphukile lokhu, kusasa kuyakhuphuka lokhuyana, njalo kuningi izinto ezikhuphuka nsuku zonke. Abantu bayajinga babagawule. Akubaphendule sibili ukuthi kanti kuhamba njani.
Umumo lo Gibbs, ngani ukuthi ngikhulume iqiniso mina wethu, mubi kakhulu kumabhizinisi ebantwini, ikakhulu ebantwini Gibbs, ngoba into esiyikhangelileyo ukuthi ethebulini yomuntu wonke kube nesitshwala, kube nokudla emulini zonke. Kodwa sekukhona kathesi Gibbs, akulanto ebuhlungu njengokuthi abantu beqile besehlile kuthenga isitshwala nje sona sodwa. Lokho ayinto ebuhlungu kakhulu, njalo into esingayikhangelelanga leyo njengesizwe ukuthi sifike khonapho kulelo banga. Kodwa lapho esesifike khona Gibbs, kumbula phela ama austerity measures engikhuluma ngawo, ukuthi umthuli wakhuluma upresident sale khuluma ethi madoda lapho siya khona kuzaba nzima kakhulu, kumele sibophene amabhurugu, sibophene izisu, sibe ngabantu basenhlani. Iqiniso lelo, kodwa phambilini ngale nto zizavuleka zibe ngcono. Kodwa ngingazi kumbe sesinqanyikelelwa njenjalo yiziathi ngase sithombulula uhlelo lokuthi kube ngcono sesiphuma kuma-austerity measures la, kube nobunye ububi futhi esizahlangana labo. Singazi khonapho, kodwa sinethemba ukuthi izinto athethi zizachombuluka ngemva kokuba lobunzima obukhulu kangaka kube ngcono, ngoba isandla sokwehlulekisa sikhona kakhulu. Uhulumende amele sikhangele kakhulu, asimise kakhulu ukuthi asisuse isandla lesi.
Yes, cela ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana sizokuthiwa silomlaleli ecingweni. Wathi sezuthi silobani? Ye, mfowethu, kunjani esicingweni khonapho? Halo baba.
Yebo.
Kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila. Unjani?
Ngiyaphila. Ngikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma lo Mandla.
Ye, Mandla, akutsho ukuthi wena ungibona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Uyabona into eyenzakala eZimbabwe angazi ukuthi singathi ihamba njani, but mina ngombono wami ngibona ukuthi ukukhuphuka kwezinto lokhu obviously kwenziwa ngabantu abakuhulumende ngabomo, because ungakhangela I think 99% yabantu abakuhulumende bonke they are owning businesses. So abantu abanjalo, what do you expect ukuthi bangakhuluma towards ama price increases? They cannot say anything because they are benefiting a lot. Ungakhangela ama garage, abantu abanengi abakuhulumende ba own ama garage. That's why petrol ikhuphuka day and night. Abacho next into abayi discussa e parliament, ba discussa because these are the issues they should be discussing e parliament, yabo. But they are not discussing anything. Into zikhuphuka day and night, awukazi ubazwe bekhuluma, bethi bona bephuma nje from nowhere be-address ilokhu zene umphakathi ukuthi i-situation imi kanje kanje. Abakwenzi lokhu. Silokhu sizwa same people bona labo gawule nabo lokhu zene ukuthiwa ngobani labo ochuma in company. Abantu thina why lingakaze li-invite ama-ministers a-responsible ngalawo ma-departments okule problem khona, bazozikhulumela bona, batshela abantu ukuthi what's going on, what are they doing to address that problem. Always we are hearing two same people every time. I don't think ukuthi bona labo gawule and so forth, they know everything about all departments, yabo.
Yeah, kodwa siyake sizama ukuthi sibabize ukuthi babuye, kodwa babuyi. So ke sicina sithola bolaba nje.
Angithi babaleka khona lokho, ukungabuyi kwabo kukhomba khona lokho ukuthi babaleka khona lokho ukuthi abayazi into abazayitshela umphakathi. Ithi ukuthi ba innocent, into ziyenzakala labo bengakwazi ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani. They should be coming forward and explain, but the reason why they are not coming forward is because they know what's going on. They are not telling the truth.
Mhm. Thank you so much Mandla.
Abakhuluma iqiniso labantu, konke ama prizes wonke la khuphuka yonke inxa kanxa kiyenzakalayo, they are behind it and then they turn around try to blame somebody else. Umsebenzi wabo yini kokona lapha ku government babengastopi zonke lezi zinto lezi? What are they doing day in day out?
Siyakuzwa kakhulu Mandla, ungatshela kusasa mfowethu.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Thank you so much. You said it all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even in English, yeah.
Mm. Aiwa, tininge tine mnyarikani wedu aripano vata wanda dzokora vebatsori MDC vanova chairman muno muAmerica. Makadiva dzokora tokuchingamidzai pachirongwa.
Magadi Teddy Marvelous, Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Agaterera.
Aiwaisu kunotiri wadi trukona vachinji vari kuchema chema nyanya panyaya yekukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu. Taona ve Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe nasi vachiti ivo vabvisirwa masubsidies nehurumende uyezve mafuta akwira. Imi sebato reMDC munoti nezviri kuitika izvi munyika pari zvino?
Inonzi nzara takarima kutambura kwega kwega. Tine dambudziko muZimbabwe rekuti tine musangano unonzi ZANU PF shasha yekuriga maelections. Asi tatinozongoona tati fambei fambei pamberi apo ndechekuti kana wakwanisa kuriga maelections hazvizokwanisiki kuti urige ikonomi. Ndo zviri kuitika kuZANU PF izvozvi kuratidza kuti havasiriwo vatungamiriri venyika vanofanira kunge varipo. Nyika iri kuramba ivo vatadza kana kuisumudza nyika yacho, saka ndopatiri iko zvino izvi. Nyaya yatinogara tichingotaura iyoyo yekuti kana munyika musingazikanwi kunzi ari kutonga ndiani, vari kutonga vacho vasina kuiswa nevanhu, vasiri vatungamiri vakaiswa nevanhu, iye hatinoti vanenge vasina legitimacy, zvinonetsa kuti mugadzirisike zvinhu. Zvinonetsa kuti vanhu vanoda kuti vauye kuzainvesta vauye, nekuti vanenge vasinganzwisisi, munenge muine nyonga nyonga. Ivo vacho veZANU PF vacho kana aresa Munangagwa hatorina clue kuti nyika iyoyi achaigadzirisa sei. Ari kungopupurika, ari kungoenda chete. Saka ndopatiri ipapo tofanira kuti tigadzirise nyaya yelegitimacy ndokuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi.
If you can say the same thing in English, Mr. Jokora, before we take Mr. Gaule to respond to what you have just said in terms of pricing in Zimbabwe right now.
Yeah, that's what we have in Zimbabwe. We have a political party called ZANU-PF that is an expert in rigging elections. They've been rigging elections since 2002. And since that time, our country has been going down. And it has always suffered, you know, from a crisis of legitimacy. And that crisis that haunted Robert Mugabe is haunting Emmerson Mnangagwa again. If there is no legitimacy in a country, it means even the investors, the people who want to come and invest, they are not sure whether they should come or not, because there is always chaos in that country. People are always demonstrating. People are always complaining and threatening to remove the government. So that that doesn't give, you know, confidence to the investors. It also doesn't give confidence to the people in Zimbabwe themselves. So we always have the problems that we are having. As it is, ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa are showing that they are clueless as to the problems that are happening in Zimbabwe. They have no solution at all. The solution that we have, that we need, and that must be done in Zimbabwe, is for Emmerson Mnangagwa to realize that he cannot be the leader of Zimbabwe, and he cannot ignore Nelson Chamisa, the legitimate president of Zimbabwe, the person who was voted by more than 2.6 million. So that's where we need to start.
Please hold on. We have a caller, and then we'll come to Mr. Gaule to respond. Hello, caller.
Kazaita Smavi.
Ehe, makadi kwa tukutora na nuye jemurikupi.
Murukutora na Elfas Chigusha, nrimuno mulimpopo, mumukopani, mumushono, mumushate.
Ehe, taurite nzwi.
Right, ndoda kutangira pa musi wa 13 March 2018 ndakapinda mubulawa Andrew Ground. Ndakana kuti pure pa nasi kuda zvino bara tarisa ne billboard hombe rakanzi Mnangagwa pa president. Makore sai dai mudzo zvimudzi Mnangagwa Mnangagwa nchanda mumune. Right, takati kutarisa na manzizo kuda zvino ndava kunzi pa president. Mudzo cha ndakaona ndakasiririswa chezvo. Kusiririswa chezvo kuti zvichinda murume wari da kuita sei. Murume ari empty, hana zvaangagona kuzviita pabasa rariro harigoni, amwe mabasa pamwe. Zvechokwadi ndonhamo yatiinayo. Hapana tingatombobude ipapo. And ipapo pandakapinda muna musiwo musi wa 13 ipapo, ndakanditarisa vanhu munguna wayo gutira, ndakakurira kudai izvi. Munhu wese ari kurwadziwa, akatoona kurwadziwa kwemunhu kunyorwa mumiri torendava. Ini ndine chido chekuona football player, utility player achifamba uku kwakwa pavement uku, richatoona kuti mutambi webhoro. Zvechokwadi kana ukamubvunza, anenge ari mutambi webhora ndosara ndakagona kuona mukuru uyu kuti zvoita kwadi murume ari kutanga zvinhu zvaasinda kugona uyu ndopatiri nhasi ndosaka tiri patiri ipo panapa kungonawo simba asi basa usina macredentials naro uchinyatsoziva kuti handina
Kola, tumbo kubata ipapo kuti hatibvumire hedu kuti vanhu tinyombane paprogramu ndeyekuti tiuye muchitipawo zvinobatsira kuti nyika ienderere mberi uye zvechitaura henyu muchidimbu tibva tapa vagaule vatauro pamusoro pane zvamataura
Sesimazvi, handina mbuya ndakapfeka gumbezi rekunyomba ndikutaura chokwadi riri chokwadi nendava pana patoda kutaura chokwadi sechokwadi ndozviripo zvinotaurwa navagauri izvizvo vachingogara vachiti hai kuzadunga kuzadunga yee kuzadunga kuzadunga kana iye chaizvo chaizvo mumwe make chai chaizvo anoziva kuti hapana zviripo iwona gauri footprint yekuti chaizvo chaizvo vanhu 40 years vari ipapapa footprint yekuti munhu akamboitiiko from 1980 to now haipo ndaizogoneka sei kuti muzimbabweni vakawanda kudaro zvovhotera munhu asina kana mafootprints zvinhu zviri siko zvakaita saizvozvizvo izvinotaurwa navababanana gauri izvi ndezvekumbodzvinyirira vawanhu babo gauri into yenza yeda yekunyengedzera vantu ende ipimiso yanazi vhere kuti yakukuruma manga manje tina saka nipiri kwedlula lina silizwa ngokukhuluma kwenu ukuti abantu abakuda kuzvitora nikezani muti wawina maelections nana ndokukuruma manga arikuikuruma nangu mudhibhara wokuruma yekutyona ese kuvona namhlanje yiripakation yekuponisa kuti maelections aririgwa but manje abantu abariga maelections avakwanisi kuti vengariga economy because its not like that kufuneka iconfidence into yenza ukuthi igovernment le ingabi neconfidence wena gauli abantu bengabi neconfidence to this government nikuthi abayivotelanga abayifuni bekala mabona manje lapha kusenziwa ama-graduation lapenasi lapha most of those staff members they didn't go there like they went to Mugabe hapana zvinhu sophistication hapana kana chii wanhu wese wakawenza murume uyayo ruzhinji rwevanhu ngarirege kuti wanhu wese but majority rules ndopari kufamba zvinhu zviri rongo hapana confidence kubanking center hapana confidence kugovernment hapana confidence as long as pasina confidence kubanking center nekugovernment hapana chinombofamba
Aiwa tinotenda kola regai tichipinza vagaule sezvo manyatsotaura navo mataura nerurimi rwamai mukapinda nechidhevene kuti vanyatsonzwa vagaule mupindiro zvataurwa nakola uyezve zvataurwa navadzvokora nekuti taona pane mazwi anga ari kushandiswa aya mazwi emdc avari kutaurawo kuti ivo havasi kufara nezvakabuda musarudzo nezvimwe zvakadaro pindurai tinzwi
yes ndiri kudzinzwa kuti vapedza kutaura vakatsamwa stereki ndavakuona vari kutuka vari kutikirira vachiita zvese zvese but haiwa hazvina kunaka toda kuti titange nekurespekta vatereri vana vezimbabwe vakaterera maprograms akadai kuti vawane information kuti vadzidze zvakawanda kuti zvichii zviri kuitika izvo zvakanaka chaizvo but zvavari kuita izvo zvokumbotafura kusarudzo as a country now we are now moving forward as Zimbabwe as a family together as a family if Zimbabwe was a company we all as Zimbabweans have equal share in this company which is called Zimbabwe our country mwari akati panyika iyi ari ana kuti panyika ari kuti nyika iyi yavakapa vanhu vezimbabwe kuti nyika iyi ndeye vana vezimbabwe nokuti ndeye vana vezanupf nevana vemdc kuti vanhu uya all zimbabwe tiri vanhu vamwe chete so hatinoda kutarisa ndezvokuti toita sei kuti nyika yedu indire mberi kuti tishande tese semhuri imwe chete kusina politics dzinopindira tapfuura kune politics papa kati tiita maelection tichisarudza hurumende tikapfuura ipapo ngatibatanei tiinde mberi kana kune zvimwe zvisina kugadzirisika zvinoti tichagadzira mberi tichiinda mberi but hatidi kuti vamwe vedu vanofarira kuti vaone vanhu vachitambura kuri vozopinda muutongi nokutambura kwevanhu kuti vanhu vatamburisise kuti vatambure vazotambura vozopedzira voratidzira vofara nazvo izvozvo hazvina kunaka zvakanaka ndezvokuti nyika ndeyedu tete tatimatanei tigadzirisa tipare nemapfungwa iwe wataura kuti iwe une pfungwa dzinopfuura vamwe ndizvo zvakanaka izvozvo kana une pfungwa dzinopfuura vamwe tinozvifarira izvozvo huye nepfungwa dzako tivape nyika yezimbabwe nyika yezimbabwe vana vezimbabwe ngatichengetedzei runyararo runyararo ndivo vakakosha hakuna nyika isina inobudirira isina runyararo vanhu ngavawirirane iwirira ndigare pasi masema Zimbabwe tafura kusarudzo tatidi kudzokorora tichidzokorora he ma elections dzakaribo he ma elections so even ku America uko ngatidzidzei even vana Trump vana Clinton vakati ma Democrats vakati ma Republicans vakariga but kubva ipapo they are now together, they are working together. Vari shasha panyaya idzodzi isusu tiri vanhu vasingadzidzi kuti as Africans tatina kusvika kwakuti kunobvuma kuti haiwa maelections apfuura Africa nyika yedu ichabudirira kana tasvika kuti tizive kuti maelections apfuura even kana usina zvimwe zvinhu zvisina kufamba mushe uchizviona kana tasvika ipapo congratulations comrade president. President, tichungamirire tiinde kumberi, tiinde kukumberi. President Mnangagwa haasi president weZANU-PF. President wenyika yeZimbabwe, wemwana vana vaZimbabwe, Zimbabwe yose as a country, yakatarisira kuti vaMnangagwa vadilive.
Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule.
Hakuna chinhu chinogadzirika one day, zvinozviramba izvozvo, kuti one day zvinhu zvinogadzirika. Nyika yanga yakafa kai, ikonomi yanga yakolapsa kai. Economic and under collapse is issue as Zimbabweans. That we hope by Serenai, setting by Chinese people is supporting, killing the sabotage. Sabotage, you are command, I would think of a nika. What a shatter.
Mr. Kaule, we hear you really. So, but I think you heard Mr. Tsokora saying, you know, the president does not have a clue together with some ZANU-PF people in running the country, and secondly, that is just illegitimate. He was not duly elected, and at the same time, he says there was a lot of election rigging. So we know that after the elections, the matter was taken to court, and you know the court made its own declaration. So you know the MDC still insists up to today that you know your government is illegitimate. Your government actually rigged elections. And all these kind of things, and you don't have a clue of running a country. Can you react to what Mr. Tsokora is saying there?
To me, this is not coming as a surprise. This is coming from the MDC guys. Because in their group, they have lawyers. I don't know how they interpret the laws of the country. That we are over now with the elections and the court, the constitutional court of the country ruled on that matter. And why are they taking us back? Even then, the rule of law that they are singing about every day, they are always singing and dancing about the rule of law, but they are failing to even champion the people that the rule of law, this rule of law that they are always talking about. But to me, it's not coming as a surprise. You can see how they do their things in their party. That is why there is commotion in their party. That is why they always cry foul in their party. Even then, ZANU-PF is now winning all these primary by-elections that are going on, that have been held in the past, because they are sleeping, these people. They are fast asleep. And this is a wake-up call to them to say, wake up, you people, you are dreaming, you are daydreaming. And they're daydreaming. And this is exactly what they did. I remember this chaos that was there when Tsvangirai passed on. You can imagine that how they conducted their business. Even then, it's a shame to these people, to this kind of people.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Kaule. Thank you so much. Sizokutaki ubaba ubulisani ngobe usephendukile. Usomabhizimusi. Baba Ncube, ucingo lwakho kade luquntekile. So ke akutsho ke ngamafitshane ukuthi going forward, what should Zimbabwe do? You know, we are looking at these price increases. We are looking at this so-called chaos that is in the country, according to the MTC. But according to ZANU-PF, things are moving in the right direction. So what is the way forward?
All right. Our politicians, especially our ruling party, I think that what you could know me finish. Ngokuqala wakuzwa ngaphi wena ukuthi elizweni i-political party iba nemota eziningi ukudlula ama-ambulance aselizweni iyabe iyiphethe ngaphi imali yakhona. So ungananzelela indlela i-problem esilayo yikuthi izigange zonezi ze-black market eziye zizibutha i-US dollar ne-black market. Yizo futhi ezigcina zithengele ZANU-PF is more than Zabani Mariama elections. We saw friends, Maggie, who would take a talent of any five hour in the day, who would win my elections. Give a national liberty. Over even I need in me about Zimbabwe. If we would take a team, Maggie, cutting up, you his motor evening, is it Luna Ama Ampis at all? So all parallel, the economy put in loan, we need a secondary civil abandon to our Bosa in Russia, our honesty. Our is a little bit, it is a little bit, it is 6 months now, we need to be loan.
Yes, ukubamba umlomo khonapho ngoba siloba ba usecingweni plus futhi siloba ba uzokora. So what Mr. Bursani Ncube is saying is that most of these politicians, they lie a lot. You know, he says he has seen that people in ZANU-PF lack some kind of leadership. So he says what is needed in Zimbabwe are talks. You know, if the MDC and ZANU-PF sit down and discuss issues affecting Zimbabwe, maybe there is hope for the future. So he made a reference to the unity, inclusive government. He says there was hope at that time, and Zimbabweans remember that kind of a situation. So he says, go for that, and maybe things will work. And he says, the bond note, he was quoting what Mr. Mthuli Ncube said at one stage. When he said, I quote, bond note, the bond note is bad money, and bad money chases away good money. So he says, when did it change?
That kind of interesting. And we've got the two parties here, but before we give a chance to both the MDC and ZANU-PF, we will take a caller. Hello, caller. Oh. Hello, Vakaunda.
Hello, hello. I've been counting some
I see. I was a Kaunda. Good job, Bob.
All right, I mean, I'm right.
Yeah, so Akutuba Kaunda, Ututa, a little Bolanjan, 1.5 minutes, Sakuniga Kanapo, Lantova Nings, where from Gelokir.
Yeah, but alright. Language when looking at the moon can also bring a loser is the link that could be in first long of the teacher, but I bring an elephant mean the gas.
Yes, Kurma, Konoko, Mtemo, Yampatia, Utia Kupuga, Matana, Impopo, who's aware Lamafutes mot, so gay Posela Kokona.
Alright, I very in a bona bosa of Quela, Lapanji, so with Langang of Kumana Panayaskati. $7 what not is very. It doesn't do like $15, it doesn't do like 20, it doesn't almost 70 something for nine. Home can be alone, is improved. What I'm going to look at one of our rights who are very equal in the Munaga, where he found the like a little two senior, very good, very government is not the one thing that department is very polluted. Very similar to government njalo njenge Iraq nje yazi America yakalusi Iraq yabulala nje government yonke yakhona yonke yalungiswa konke very good so kufuneka nje kwenzakala ngale Zimbabwe nayo veli MDC Island engayenzi very polluted abantu abavele bevele bavela khona ngale kuzani yazi kuhlangahlangana nengqabanqoza nje angena labo nampo bebodwa benza besikilwa futhi avela kula nto i-right ukuthi nje i-government ezimbabwe velihlezi njengwe-Iraq i-America yalosi i-Iraq nai-Iraq manje ngathi esi i-right zinto emele yenziwe ezimbabwe kuphela.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Kaunda, ungadinwa lokusasa mfowethu.
Hayi, ngiyabonga.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Kaunda, he says, you know, maybe these price increases will force ZANU-PF to abandon power. So he says this is a good way, according to him. He says, you know, when there are these increases every day, the party will throw in the towel. So
interesting take there. Yeah. Sirigate mboenda kunava jokora. VMDC vari muno muAmerica tinzwe kwamuri manzwa zvazvirikutaurwa nevamukola vati kutaurirana dzimwe dzenguva ndiko kungaunze shanduko munoona seizvi.
Tedemavelas, this is what we have said as MDC that we need to have a dialogue, a genuine dialogue in our country. President Chamisa has always been talking about dialogue. In fact, he is the one who started the idea of dialogue and then Mnangagwa took it over. But then we want a genuine dialogue, that is underwritten by a neutral guarantor. This is what we have always said. But Mnangagwa wants to be the player and the referee at the same time. So MDC is open to dialogue. We are not holding the country at ransom by refusing to have talks. It is Mnangagwa who is refusing to have a genuine dialogue. So in that case, it means our country is never going to move forward. I'm surprised and shocked when I hear Mr. Gaule saying we should move forward. We are not moving forward as a country, and our country will never move forward. It's only a few people in ZANU-PF whose lives and lifestyles and livelihoods are moving forward. Those who are close to ZANU-PF and those in ZANU-PF and the relatives of the people in ZANU-PF. Those are the people who are living well in Zimbabwe.
Asika vagauli vajokora regai ndipindire ipapo kuti vamwe vari kuti tinonzwa vamunangagwa vachitoda kutaurana, tonzwa vachamisa vachiti toda kutaurana. Sei vaviri havasiri kugona kuti vangogara pasi vataurirane sezviri kudiwa nevanhu munyika?
Panotauriranwa tetemavhera panofanira kunge paine munhu anenge aripo pamusoro watinoti neutral guarantor. Ndopari kuramba vaZANU-PF. ZANU-PF inoda kuti vanhu vayo vauye kuzoita ma guarantors of those talks. Saka isi tiri kuti ngakuuye mumwe munhu anobva kune dzimwe nyika ouya wotigarisa pasi tochinyatsotaurana zvakanaka-naka, kwete kuti iwewe ndo urimo muring ndo uri kurwa wakuda kurefura futi, hazvinyatsoiti zvakanaka. And then toona nyaya yekuti nyika yacho sei isiri kuenderera mberi, sei isinga tisiri kuchinja. Tiri kuona kuti vamunangagwa sokutaura kwaita mumwe mutauri, vamunangagwa vanonyepa.
Chirege ndikubate muromo ipapo tazvinzwa, nekuti nguva yedu tasarwa ne 1 minute I think. Kuti tiite zviri fair, tipakure zviri fair, ngatipewo vagaule mukana wekuti vapindure zvamataura tozodzoka kwamuri. Vagaule, pindurai tinzwa.
Yes, what I can say is that President Mnangagwa, as the president of Zimbabwe, opened up for dialogue, and that one is not a secret even then. We all know that. And Mnangagwa is on record emphasizing the need for the political parties to come together and chart the way forward for our country. But I don't know whether these guys maybe have got good reasons why they are not joining the other political. Maybe they feel they are big brothers even then. They are a big brother to these other political parties. But the thing is, the problem that we have in this country is the type of opposition that we have at the
Mr. Gaule, I think our time is also not on our side. Gibbs, I don't know if you've got something to ask him before we
Right, so we go. Your last word, Mr. Burisani Ngobe, your last word? 10 seconds.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, your last word, 10 seconds.
Yes, but look, we are simply saying, going forward, the only
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Abulisani Ncube. That was Mr. Abulisani Ncube. Thanks also to Mr. Wanda Zokora and Mr. Philip Gaule. Sending off his Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying let's meet again on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurai Mangwana. Msakangane Shakare, the youth show, where they'll be talking about 16 days of activism against gender-based violence tomorrow.